Iranian cyber threats, October patch updates, China infiltrates wiretap cybersecurity news, September 30, 2024. In this week's cybersecurity news, CISA and the FBI issued a joint warning about Iranian-backed cyber activities, primarily from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC. These malicious actors are using social engineering tactics to undermine confidence in U.S. democratic institutions. CISA recommends keeping software updated, training staff to use official accounts, and implementing phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication. Microsoft's October patch, Tuesday, addressed 117 vulnerabilities, including two critical zero-day flaws affecting MSHTML and the Microsoft Management Console, which are under active attack. Users are advised to back up data before applying patches to prevent stability issues. Adobe and Apple also released significant updates to address multiple vulnerabilities in their software. A report highlighted that a Chinese cyber espionage group, Salt Typhoon, allegedly hacked major telecom companies like AT&T and Verizon to infiltrate police wiretap systems. This raises concerns about the security of communication networks, particularly for law enforcement. Experts are urging better defense strategies to combat these sophisticated espionage tactics. Sellafield Limited, responsible for one of Europe's largest nuclear sites, was fined £332,500 for cybersecurity breaches due to unauthorized access risks. The UK's Office for Nuclear Regulation had previously flagged Sellafield's non-compliance with security regulations. Despite historical issues, improvements have been noted under new leadership, with assurances sought from the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority to prevent future lapses. Lastly, gamers are being targeted by cybercriminals who disguise Lua-based malware as cheating script engines. This malware is hosted on GitHub and operates through a five-step process to establish persistence and deliver further payloads, such as Redline Stealer. GitHub has since acted to remove the malicious content.